Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is there anything more validating than when you're, you know, when you do something on purpose to get like someone's attention?
Yeah.
And then it gets their attention.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
Yes.
Is there like, so there's this brand that's been pissing me off. Pissed me off for a while. And like, I could get into the reasons. I'm sick of fucking doing, I'm sick of caring about people that, like, not caring about people, but I'm sick of like giving a shit about people that don't give a shit about me.
Okay.
Do you know, just in general.
That's real, yeah.
You know, and I'm sick of fucking like, what was it like I was thinking the other day? Also, guys, you're going to have to bear with us. There's an alarm issue and it just keeps beeping. Sus. But I'm like at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm sick of like doing things and being real generous and doing and content, whatever. But then you see them fucking working with some absolute gobshite and you're like, and that sticks with me. I'm like, do you know what? I'm a ninth genuine person.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm a ninth genuine person. Not saying work with me, but don't work with her.
Oh, it's the envy.
It's not even the envy. Do you know what? It's not like, oh, why are you doing that? It's just sometimes like there's so much rudeness, like even little things like tagging them and them not even acknowledging it.
Oh, and yeah,
you know, like, shit like that. And then you're like, actually, hold on. Why the fuck am I doing this for free?
Okay.
You feel me? Okay. It's that kind of stuff. And then you're like, I thought we had a good relationship.
Yeah.
And then they work with gobshites and you're like, oh, that's really interesting, isn't it? So what I do is I switch it up. And that's what I did. And I was like, no, do you know what? I want to go in a different direction. I'm going to start like clearing out stuff and doing stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, hey.
Oh.
Is your address the same address?
Oh.
Yeah, bitch.
Thanks, bitch. Send me stuff, bitch.
Bitch.
Hello and you are welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this episode is sponsored by Millie. No, sorry. We were dickheads last week. We would like to formally apologise to
Millie. Well, I was a dickhead.
Well, no, there's no point. It was in the last episode. There's no point. I have removed it because it was the right thing to do. But there was misconstruity when it came to Millie's. We said something that wasn't factually correct. They got on to us. They were the nicest people ever.
I think that, like, look, lads, it's our podcast. We can say what we want. We can do what we want. But it was the approach of Millie's themselves coming to us. And, yeah, like, they didn't come mad aggressive. They were just like, just want to give you some more information. I'm really sorry that you got that vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's mean.
They were,
and I felt mean, and I don't like to feel mean.
No, yeah. And then in fairness, like, there was just certain things said, and they were the nicest people ever. And shop at Millie's. That's what I was actually, one of the things that I should have said, and if you listen to it, you'll know what we're talking about, but we're not gonna
hash it out.
The controversy or like, that's not what it is.
The controversy with us and Millie's. Yeah. No one else got in touch with us, just us and Millie's.
Exactly, yeah. No, it wasn't exactly a controversy, but I feel like, because Millie's, my sister made a good point yesterday. Millie's do the thing that they do for bloggers. Because my sister made a great point yesterday. She was like, oh, I order off these companies. It wasn't about Millie's, it was just in general. She was like, I order off these companies, and every time I see a blogger promoting them, they get this like fabulous package and they get all these little bits. But when I get it, it's like in a shitty box that's like ripped to bits. And, you know, it's, they don't do the same for us mere peasants.
Yeah.
Whereas Millie's actually do. And I think it probably would have, if I hadn't mentioned it, they always send chocks. They always send little testers and they always send a little letter. I feel like if I had said that last week, we would have cleared the whole thing up. Because an outside company wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, thanks and hello to everybody at Millie's, because obviously we have listeners in there. And we'd like to just formally apologise. Yous are gorgeous.
Yous are fab. And I did, now I did say before I said it, I didn't want to say it.
You didn't want to say it, yeah.
You were like, well, you have to now.
Yeah.
Well, peer pressure. Peer pressure.
It was, yeah. No, sorry about that. No.
We should do a whole episode of peer pressure.
Yeah, exactly. We should. We definitely should. No, but this episode is about concerts.
Yeah, the jams. Yeah.
The jams.
The jams. So concerts, not a thing that I love personally.
Really?
I hate them, actually.
Oh.
I hate them. And I remember one of my boyfriends used to get me concert tickets, and I remember being like, now, you know I don't like this.
Okay.
So why do you do this? Like, you know I fucking hate concerts.
Do you not love a gig?
Here's the, like, here, main reasons why I hate them. They're sticky.
Okay.
They are sticky.
Yeah.
They're, like, the floor is sticky.
But that's part of it.
The bathroom is sticky. The fucking, everything, the railings, just everything about it is sticky.
Okay.
Don't like that. Ball ache to get a drink.
And to go to the toilet.
And to take a piss.
Yeah.
Like, unbearable ball ache, and it's just you can't get a buzz on.
Okay.
They finish early.
Yeah.
Which I hate. I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I do. I agree with you on those points, but I do. I love a gig. Not. It's because you don't go to them like every weekend. But there probably is some people that do. But
small gigs are good.
Novelty kind of thing for me. Do you know?
No, see, that's what I mean. I'm like, small gigs, yeah, small gigs are crack. Small gigs are good. But the bigger gigs are just, they're just so, but they're the worst. They are the worst.
I had the best year of my life last year, concert-wise.
Did you? Where did you, tell me all.
Because it was the throwback year. Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls.
Did you go to Backstreet Boys?
I went to Carly.
You bitch.
It was fucking unbelievable, right? So it was the year of kind of the throwbacks. I know we went to another one as well. Was it Take That? My sister is the Take That fanatic.
Really?
And
who's her fave?
Wait, I think it's Gary. And
Gary.
It's Gary.
I think it's Gary.
Gary Barlow.
Oh, Gary.
Gary Barlow. And I would usually go with her. What was that?
One moment while I check on my father.
Are we back?
We're back.
Right, okay.
He said, I just banged my hand. I was like, you just screamed, like yelled. Anybody with earphones on.
I was like, what the fuck is on? Ah. Poor Ray, bless him.
It's where I get my dramatics from.
Sorry, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the concert with, yeah, Take That.
Yeah.
So they were the three main concerts that I went to last year, and out of them all, like, Take That, fantastic showman. I'm not mad about their music. That was more of my sister's thing. Fantastic showman. Yeah, I don't like that. I just think I don't know what it is. And Gary Barlow, I put him in the same kind of genre as Elton John. He just bores me.
The thing is with Gary Barlow, right? He was so hot when he was younger.
No, he wasn't. He's hotter now.
I think he was so hot when he was younger.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay.
It definitely is, because he was the most rotten out of the whole lot of them.
They were very good looking. No, that boyish looking one.
What?
The one with the weird voice. The one who did Shine. That one.
What's Oh, yeah, Mark.
Let it shine. That, yeah.
He was my favourite.
Of course he was. You love a little boy looking fella, don't you?
I love a little boy. There was something about him. He kind of had that sallow skin. Now, later in life, we discovered it was probably liver disease. Like, he was proper. Like, had problems.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. And like, in the last few couple of
I know concerts, Robbie did, but I didn't know him.
Yeah, no, he had he had quite a few addictions. And
fuck off.
It troubled kind of later in life. Now he's back on track now, but he always kind of had that, like, there's something about him vibe.
He's just a bit sweaty looking.
Yeah, and the last couple of concerts, hair. You would look at him and go, is he okay?
Oh, really?
Is he going to keel over?
Because your man, Jason, is... he's so hot.
Do you think so?
He is so hot.
He's a mover.
He's stumbling. He's a dancer.
Yeah. No, they're fantastic showmen, I have to say. And the shows that they put on and all of their dancers, they're fucking incredible. But out of all the concerts that I went to, Spice Girls, absolute shit show. If anybody who went to it, I haven't looked at the DMs yet. I'd imagine somebody has mentioned it.
Really?
The sound was awful.
Oh, I heard that.
It was such a disappointment. So disappointing. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it's not until you actually go and see someone like the Spice Girls in concert and you're like, they're playing the songs that were on their album that not many people...
Oh, I hate that. And you're like,
they only had like
this?
A couple of hits.
Yeah, they did. They weren't active. Do you remember we were talking about this? Was it in the Patreon? It was in the girl bands versus boy bands. Yeah. They weren't active. That like a lot of these bands were only active for like 4 or 5 years.
Just because they had these massive hits that just were overplayed. But yeah, no, so there was that aspect to it as well. Not to mention, Jerry Halliwell told the whole fucking audience to shut up when we were doing Olé, Olé, Olé.
Little bitch.
Little stupid ass bitch. She was just like, shh. And Sparty Spice was like, Jerry, what the fuck?
I love the way you call him Sparty Spice.
Sparty Spice.
Sparty Spice. And then the posh one wasn't even there.
Wasn't even there. Now, she knew better. It was quite disappointing. Now, I still enjoyed it. But like that, it was a croaker gig. I was pregnant, couldn't drink, and the queue for the toilets were redonkulous.
You were very preggo.
I wasn't really. It was like 5 months then.
June.
It was June. Yeah, so I got preggo in January, end of January. Yeah, so maybe I was.
Yeah.
And me and my friend were like 6 weeks apart.
Oh, gosh.
So she was pregnant as well.
You're both bumping around.
Yeah, we were back. Sorry, the pun. The pun was gas bumping around.
I didn't even realise that. I just was thinking about your little belly.
No, Backstreet Boys, fantastic. And weirdly enough, they didn't have backup dancers. They didn't have, like, they had a few.
Do they not look like L fillers?
No.
Doing a dance. Now, I heard Backstreet Boys, everybody who went to Backstreet Boys, I'm actually fucking fuming because my friend Stacey had sent it to me and she was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, you know how I feel about concerts, girl.
Oh, no, you can't, like.
You know.
I can't explain how good they were. And it was, they were singing live, like, vocals on fleek, just the bangers. They had so many bangers, like, in comparison to Spice Girls or any other band that was around for a while but only had a couple of hits. Sorry about that, that was my laptop. Only had a couple of hits. They had serious bangers, like the amount of them. Every single time a song came on, the crowd went fucking mental, and that was for the duration. Like, you're talking a 2.5 hour show. But they, like, only they kind of danced, and then they had like effects going on in the background on the screen. But it was the most enjoyable concert that, like, we had attended that year.
Any girlos?
How do you mean?
Any girlos dancing with them?
That's what I mean. There weren't, and then their support acts were quite good as well. There was a, it was a tribute band, I think, from Liverpool. I can't fucking remember.
They were a tribute band.
Yeah.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
No, they were very good. They were young fellas from Liverpool. I can't remember what they were called.
I hate tribute.
I hate tribute band to basic ass bands.
Like Steps. Like
an Abbey.
Like, yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm like,
you could be anything right now.
You could literally, yeah. I can't cope with them. Or George Michael, or, you know.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I actually, 100%. There's this guy, right, and his name's, Gossman or Ryan Gosling. No, it's like, is it something, or is it Wayne or something along those lines? And he was like a Michael Bublé tribute who got so big in Vegas that now he has his own room in Caesar's Palace, and it's like the Goss Room.
Oh, okay.
Or something along those lines. I can't remember what his stupid name and his stupid face and his stupid show and his stupid tribute. But I'm like, we've taken tribute too far. When someone has their own suite room thing named after themselves, and it's like, you can go into the Gossman suite or whatever the fuck his name is, and you'd watch him all night.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of it takes a lot, do you know, like, you could kind of look like them, and then, I mean, obviously practice their mannerisms and their do you know what tribute I wouldn't mind? A Michael Jackson one.
No. It's done badly. It's done poorly.
If it's done well, it's brilliant, though.
I like when they do the dance. And that's it.
The moonwalk.
I just like when they do that. Didn't they do that for, like, the EMAs or something? It was one of them, the EMAs or VMAs, when he was dead. And they did this.
Did it on the hologram.
oh god, do they have him on the fucking hologram?
He was the hologram, and she did, they did Scream, and but they did the dance routine. Oh, so she did it in real life and he was on a hologram behind her.
Oh.
But it was like the video that they did. Oh, it was fucking fantastic.
Love Janet.
Yeah.
Janet's real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's been so many Britney and Christina tributes, isn't there? I hate a tribute. I just find them naff.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a good tribute. So I don't know who those lads from Liverpool were, but like,
yeah.
If you were all right.
Were they? No, they had originals now. They weren't, I think, when you're supporting someone like the Backstreet Boys, I think coming on stage with something that people are familiar with are kind of, you're guaranteed not to flop then. Because they did have their own like original stuff as well, which people obviously weren't dancing or singing along to, but it gets the crowd going when it's something familiar.
Yeah.
And then there was like Rick Astley. It was another tribute.
What?
Oh. Was he for that concert?
As yes, in Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah. And he sang about 7 songs and I was... Sorry. So again, heavily pregnant. My sister and my cousin were with me. That was the night that they got the most drunk. They had a fucking fantastic night.
Oh.
And they were like, oh...
Were you driving?
It was at the start... Yeah, I was driving.
Right.
And at the start, it was like, oh yeah, Rick Astley, we were kind of looking around going, this is a bit shit. Because like, it's just not our generation. No. Like, and then they had a few drinks in them and then they started to enjoy it and they were just like, come on, Rick, you know, I'll do like, but I was still standing there going, but Backstreet Boys more than made up for Rick Astley.
Was the call phenomenal?
Oh, stop. It was, Carla, I can't explain to you how fucking good they were. It was phenomenal. Didn't even do a lot. They just sang their songs and did
they had dances. Fucking bops. Absolute the tunes bangers. They had were unbelievable. All of them. Even the one I don't like, Shape of My Heart, is that it?
Yeah. Just still, you can vibe with it.
I love it. I'm like, oh, yeah, go on, AJ. Like, you know?
They're unbelievable.
Hated Harry. Oh. He was just a bit sleazy looking for me.
There was a bit of ropey stuff going on. Wait, I get you. But Nick Carter, just like, I couldn't take my eyes off.
I hate the way he sings.
And I know.
AJ. Hate the look of him. Love his voice.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
I actually hate the look of all of them, but I love them.
Yeah.
Did they do I Want It That Way?
They did everything, Carly.
Oh my like, god! And so exciting. So,
but I think everybody was waiting on everybody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you have Nick at the start of that and he just goes,
Yeah.
And it's like, like at that, oh, stop the shivers. Everybody was just quiet at first and then lost.
I would have lost. I would have.
Shit.
I would have. That would have been it for me. I would have been like.
The place was on wheels. Like, it was brilliant. Oh, fantastic.
I'm so jealous. I have shivers.
I didn't see a lot of people, like other people going to it. Like, I'd seen, like, everybody went to Spice Girls. Fucking, like.
Yeah, no.
Everyone went
to fucking Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Most of the people that wrote in probably went to Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Every fucking person. I think my sister went to Spice Girls.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. It was like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to Spice Girls. I was like, am I the only fucker that's not going to Spice Girls?
Yeah. It was one of those things. Whereas I didn't really see that much on Backstreet Boys. And I was like, you're missing out, lads.
I think they didn't sell out, did they?
I don't think they did. No, there was a lot of space. There was a lot of dancing space.
That's probably what made it good.
No. Because this is what I was going to say about concerts as well. I seem to be the only fucker that gets stuck behind the tall person.
Oh, no, I do too.
And the drunk people.
No, I do too.
Bang into you.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story in a bit. I do too.
Because there was somebody, there was a chap who was like obviously on a bit more than alcohol that night, starting on people around. And I was like,
Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He's out there bringing his ma.
Right. No, but come on. Like, there's a time. That's what I don't understand about people like going on the bag and then going to the local.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a limit.
There's
like,
all this shit. Like, what are you looking at? What are you staring at? Like, this kind of shit. You know what I mean? He was obviously, like, this wasn't his... The concert wasn't his bag. His bag was somewhere else. But he was after, like, starting fights. And I was like, why am I always stuck beside these fucking assholes? Like, and then you have the tall lad in front of you who obviously doesn't give a shit about Backstreet Boys. I'm like, hello, 5'2", fucking pregnant behind you. You're in the fucking way, like... No, so
you're like, I'm just, tiny.
Yeah, it was one of
these. Hello.
Exactly. So yeah, but no, fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I've gone to loads of concerts in the past. I'd seen Spice Girls. I talked about this before. They were my first ever concerts. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like 7. I went to see all the S Club 7s. The
Did you?
Yeah, the Steps. I don't know what it was. Sorry. My aunties worked in The Point, selling popcorn and stuff when there was, it was
clever.
That thing, yeah. So they used to, I always get a lot of perks.
Clever.
We
bitch.
Went to see 5, which we arrived in a limo for 5, and the whole crowd outside thought we were 5. Gas. Absolutely gas.
Why'd you go in a limo, can I ask?
I don't know how that. I actually must ask my aunties. We all, because I have a lot of cousins on that side, and there was like 7 of us. And I don't know where the limo came from, but we obviously it was tinted windows, so we rocked up to The Point.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of cracked the windows a little bit and just put our hands out just to wave as if we were 5. God, as if we were 5. And the crowd outside went mental. Because it was only like one entrance to The Point before it was a train.
But also back then, a limo was a fucking, like a limo was a big deal.
A big deal.
Like a limo nowadays would be like, bit naff.
Bit naff, yeah, exactly. But no, back then, but he just brought us to the car park, and then we all kind of got out without anybody seeing us. Cause, like,
yeah.
They're just going to kind of go, boo, you know, if we get out, like me and all my little cousins. S Club 7, I remember, I was standing in The Point, like in the foyer kind of area, where the escalators used to be, and I was with my little cousin Rachel, and somebody from like their PR team came over, and she said to my little cousin, she was just like, do you want to get on stage with Rachel?
Sorry. Yeah, excuse me.
With Rachel from S Club 7.
Rachel Stevens, the one and only.
Rachel Stevens. And I was like, Rachel was like this type of kid who didn't talk to strangers. She was kind of looking as if to go, well, like, what is this woman saying to me? I can't understand English right now. This type of.
Yeah.
She must have been like 4 or 5. And I was like, Rachel, do you want to get onto the stage? And she was just like, yeah. But like, the adults had left us. I think they were bringing the other girls to the toilets. So I was watching Rachel, like, and then this happened. They approached me. So, like, when my aunties came back then, I was just like, a PR girl is after asking, like, what row we're in. I had to tell them, because we were in, like, the 4th row. It was, like, we used to get major perks.
What the
It was unbelievable. And then when it came, like, the security guard came over, got my little cousin. She was up on the stage, and Rachel Stevens sang, serenaded her. Serenaded her. And we were all there in the 4th row going, do some. Do a dance.
Do some. Do some.
And Rachel's just out, like, you know, she's just standing there like with her head down.
Oh,
she was
really?
The crankiest fucking kid as well. So like, gas, but yeah.
And you were that like,
was,
pick me.
Yeah, so we went to see 5, S Club 7, Spice Girls, Steps, the whole shebang.
Steps?
Yeah, went to see Beyonce before as well. Incredible.
I saw Beyonce in Wimbledon.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That was my birthday present from Tom. So Tom is very good at the L surprises.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's great in the at an activity. Like every year he plans an activity.
He is, yeah, isn't he?
So like, he brought me parasailing for my 29th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This year obviously no activity. This year actually though, he made me that memories board.
Oh, I didn't know.
So
that.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. He saved every single thing from everything that we've done.
Oh.
Yeah, like literally all the way back to 2014.
Like tickets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, he's as cute.
Yeah, print out all like different photos and stuff like that. All like the tickets, the bars that we've went to, all that. Because he always takes, I never really knew what he was doing, but he always takes like a card or a slip or, you know, he saves everything. Like when we were traveling, I remember he was like, give me your stuff. And I just thought, so he can get rid of them. I never really thought what he was doing.
Oh,
but
so
he
like
kept all
momentums.
The bands, and he kept all of our bands, all of our like all of our tickets, all of our bus tickets, all our overnight buses, all that stuff.
That's so cute.
Yeah, he's very like sentimental in that kind of way.
I keep stuff like that, but I was actually only doing a little bit of a clear out the other day. I was getting rid of just shite that I'm not going to be bringing with me. I'm trying to prepare myself for moving, just because I'm being optimistic.
Yeah, good woman.
I was
Manifest.
Like went through boxes and stuff, and I could see there. I had these like little tickets for stuff, but I can't remember what they were from.
Oh yeah, I hate
so I was
that,
like, okay, that's useless. I need to write on this shit. Like,
yeah, for some reason I have like a Twilight ticket stub upstairs, and I was like, why am I keeping this?
Who did I go with?
Why who did I go with? Yeah, like who is this?
I say at the time you're like iconic.
I was like, oh my god, me and the girls just had a great time.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, now he does like special things. Mm-hmm. So like the first year, what did we do? The first year he brought me on a speedboat around the Thames.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking hilarious. Didn't tell me. Like, it was so funny because I just hadn't, I love boats, I love water.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. It was like, it was just, it was brilliant. It was gas. It was like, they did this thing and it was very scary. At one point, it was very terrifying. I felt like I was going to fall out. I felt like it was James Bond. I was going to fall out of the fucking boat. But, fuck's sake. And then, yeah, so this other year, was that our second year? That was my second birthday together. So when I was like 26. Yeah, 26. And he was like, we're going into London and we're going to eat here and whatever. So we were like, yeah, grand. So like, London was a 45 minute train journey. So I was like, yeah, cool, whatever. Didn't think of it. And I didn't cop on. So Beyonce was playing in Wimbledon that weekend.
Yeah.
We're on the tube to Wimbledon, everybody getting on to go to Beyonce. And I didn't realise until we were literally in front of the concert hall.
Wow.
I hadn't a clue. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, do you understand how hard these tickets were to get?
Oh god.
And I just had the time of my life. That was actually probably the one. Now, it was very sweaty, it was very packed, but it was a blistering hot day.
Yeah.
She started at like 4.
Oh.
It was early.
Nice.
I loved that. I like an early one.
Sometimes I like day drinking.
I actually think I've gotten more into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Older you get, I think. Yeah.
You just kind of
festival daytime day drinking.
Exactly. You're just kind of, and you're ready to go to bed at 12.
Exactly.
You are. You've been, you're knackered.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've been doing bits all day. You're too tired. So that was probably the best thing ever.
Brilliant.
Because that was the formation tour.
Oh, okay. And I can't remember.
That's when they, oh, it's just so fucking good. That's when she's like in the wall looking like an angel. And that's when they all come down. They look like a little army. And they do the formation dance and all the lights go wild.
No, that's, okay. My one, she did Baby Boy. So which one was that?
Ooh.
She came upside down from the ceiling singing Baby Boy.
Oh, I can't remember, but I know what one you're talking
fantastic
about.
And she I remember the one particular thing from that concert. I don't know what was a song after ending, or it was after stopping, like, you know, pause for effect, that type of thing. But the crowd didn't stop. Like, they did not stop just cheering for
people
her.
Go hard for her,
go hard, going hard.
Mm-hmm.
But she stopped and she cried.
Oh, fab.
And there was like reports about it in the newspaper and everything, going Beyonce cries in Dublin, like Dublin hospitality or whatever. Yeah. Like, how nice the Dublin crowd were. It made her cry. And she,
yeah,
had
we go
kind of,
wild.
She had to gather herself then, but it was the first time on the tour it happened or something.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That, like, she had a fringe. I don't know if that.
Oh, wow, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was ages ago, yeah. But Mimi's sister went to it and she was fantastic.
She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So she's fab. I went to see randomly, I've seen a lot of like, you know, like people before they kind of get bigger.
Okay.
You know, like, I think I've told the story about Kid Ink before, haven't I?
No.
Where we went to Kid Ink, there was around 7 people there. I have, because people have written in before about it. Yeah, there was around 7 people there. It was in. Where? Vicar Street.
Okay.
I was like, where's the It Girls play?
Yes.
The fucking place. The place is packed for the It Girls. There's 7 people there for fucking kidding.
Fuck's sake. Yes, you did say
this. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And he was asleep on the sleep on the couch, the bird and all that other. Mad.
Yeah.
I went to Tinashe for my 27th birthday. That was another gift from Tom. That was a random one. My friend was over in Cambridge at the time. She flew over and she came to it with me. And it was a bit weird. So it was in this club called Coco.
Okay.
And it was like an actual club, but then it looked like the Olympia.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that kind of like layout.
Yeah.
And the bloke in front of me just was so tall, but also kept like leaning back on me.
Oh, I hate
so that. I had to keep shoving him.
Yeah.
Like, actually fully. And I was like, I will fight you. Like, at one point, Stacey had to pull. I was like, I will fucking fight you here and now. If you don't keep leaning back, I am going to. I keep shoving you. This can't be pleasurable for you.
Yeah.
So stop fucking doing it. And he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no.
He continued to do it once more, and I mean, I fucking wedged into him. I gave him everything that I got. He nearly went flying off the bloody thing, and I was like, "Now do it again, and I'll fucking kill you. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
There are certain situations that bring out the scumbag in you.
Fully. I was like, I'll go full dub on you.
I'll go blame you.
You think I won't? I fucking will. I'd say he was like, right, cool. So that was, again, it was a good concert. I remember it being a bit like, it was just really weird. The place was very red. She was wearing red. Everything was very red.
Okay.
Again, shit show trying to get a drink. Shit show trying to get in and out of the kip. Kept checking bags. I was like, lads, there's not that many people here. Can we chill out? You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then the concert that I went to the latest, I only went because my friend bought 2 tickets, and then I can't remember if a bloke that was supposed to go with her didn't go with her or something.
Mm.
It was Drake last year.
Oh, yeah.
In
Everyone went
the
to big that one. As well.
The point. Yeah, yeah. Is the point? No, what is it? The three arena.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
I can't imagine a Drake concert being that eventful.
We were seated, and that was my first time ever being seated at a concert, which, by the way, is the way forward. I would never buy a standing ticket again. The worst.
I feel you, girl.
The fucking worst. So it was seated. I've been to Drake like 4 times now, so it was seated. It was weird. It was the one where he had the basketball court.
I was going to say.
Yeah, which was weird. Mm. We went and bought merch halfway through, which was fine. We had a nice little gang. We had a little group. Mm. Mind my bags, you mind our bags, you know.
Nice.
That was good. Yeah, we liked that. But it was fine. Like, it was okay. I was more excited to see Tory Lanez, who was supporting him.
Mm.
But we were a little bit late for that, so I think we only caught like the last 2 songs of Tory Lanez. And then it turns out Tory Lanez, biggest prick going.
Oh no.
So yeah, so I've had to stop listening to his music. Oh. He shot Megan Thee Stallion and is in general a horrible person.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not him and that kind of person, but I like the smaller, kind of more intimate gigs. Like when I worked in town, a lot of the people I worked with were either in bands or, you know, that kind of crack. And they'd be like in these random places that you've never heard of before.
Yeah,
like maybe that. Twisted Pepper, you know, if you're feeling funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd go to them, they'd be good crack. But otherwise, I've no love for them.
I've been to, I'd say, about 25 million Aslan concerts now at this stage.
Yeah, you really...
It's a yearly thing for us.
Have.
Rage, and it's not going to happen this year. Now, usually it's either the day before Paddy's Day, so it's usually on the 16th of March, they'll play the Olympia, or Vicar Street the couple of days following Christmas. That's their thing. Now, they'll tour the country and do other gigs, obviously. Like, they'll be down in Cork, and, you know, they go over to Dubai and stuff like that. But they're nearly like residents in the Olympia the day before Paddy's Day and the days after Christmas in Vicar Street. That's their jam.
I feel like they're a very staple, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
It's like, do you want to go to a gig?
It's
here's
the same people like all the time. Do you know what I mean? And it's carnage. It's carnage in at every single one, but I fucking love them.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean. The smaller gigs in places like the Olympia, like all those smaller places. It's the three arena gigs and the croakers. You can fucking
they're a lot.
I just know.
Yeah. I do like the novelty of them. Like, they say going to Spice Girls, the whole show of that, as in going from Drumcondra Station to Croke Park, seeing the way people were dressed, seeing the drag queens.
That's the crack.
Seeing, like, incredible. Like, they're drinking out on the street, because it's usually midsummer. It's usually a nice day.
Yeah.
An outdoor gig, you like it. You like to see it.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about these types of gigs, you go to like the Tree Arena where you can only get Heineken or vodka.
Yeah, that's what I mean about the drink situation. Yeah. Again, it's like we have this random spirit you've never heard of.
Yeah.
We have Orchard's Thieves.
Yeah.
And we have Dutch Gold.
Cider. Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh.
Thanks.
I'll have some random spirits then.
Would you like some popcorn with that? Like,
yeah, that'll be €13.
What's the other one? That's the one in Crow Park. Rockshaw or something.
Oh, that's piss. Sorry, actually, I want to take that up with the It Gals as well. Do you remember we went to the It Gal show and it was only Rockshore? Oh no, it was that other cider.
Wow.
Wasn't it? Or was it when I went to Tony Cantwell? It was when I went to Tony Cantwell with Claire. Club.
Yeah. No, you went with me.
I went with you and Claire and Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was only Rockshore.
Oh, was
you were
it?
Prego.
I was just after finding out you were Prego.
And that was wrong. Actually, no, the cider at the It Gals one wasn't too bad. The cider was fine. You weren't Prego. Do you remember? It was actually fine.
I was driving. I don't think I was drinking.
You were driving.
Yeah.
I had a few drinks. The Rockshore, nah.
No. Yeah. I don't think I've ever drank it. But it's the not having the choice for me.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm like,
they have these little stalls of just one drink and it's not fair.
Or cash only.
Yeah.
When it is 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no excuse to not be cash or to be universal. What do you call it? All of them.
Yes.
I'm disgusted.
It is a shocking state of affairs, to be honest with you. Let's go to the DMs, shall we? So we asked the question, give us your concert experiences.
Yeah, well, I want to hear it. There's always juice.
There's always a bit of juice to be had.
There's always something mad that's gone on, or someone that you went and saw and something went left, or you know, you always hear about these gigs and I just want to relive them with you.
Let's get into them, shall we?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I have this one here. Mm-hmm. Jedward was my first concert in the Marquee. Loved it. Chainsmokers in concert, absolutely unreal. And when you'd think their only song is Let Me Take a Selfie, but no, I even bought tickets again.
I've been to Chainsmokers because I have been to Vegas 9 times. And in Vegas, it's like, again, it's like all the casinos are trying to have the best club nights and bring in the most amount of people. So there's like a new act. So you've like Calvin Harris, you've like Zedd, you've everyone. So I've been to Chainsmokers a good few times. Lil Jon, he's a prick, by the way.
Is he?
I've talked about this before, have I not?
No.
He's a prick.
I love Lil Jon's music.
He's a prick. He wouldn't take a photo with me and my mate, but he took a photo with all the other girls.
Oh, wow.
I know, it was really rude. It was really rude.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he just decided not for me.
Oh, fuck.
I know. And we were fuming.
Oh, no, I'm raging now because I do, when a Lil Jon song comes on. Yeah, you're just like, oh, yeah. I definitely shouldn't. I look stupid if I do this, but I love it.
Best. So, again, I've seen, name an EDM act and I've seen them probably twice.
Do you like EDM?
I like to be drunk.
I was going to say, you'd have to be drunk.
I like to be drunk and I like to, yeah, I went to Tomorrowland for fuck's sake.
Well, in fairness, I have to say, pissed. Some of the best nights of my life were spent pissed on Star Beach.
Yeah.
Free, listening to Afrojack.
Yeah, that's,
and that time.
Yes, like, that you don't, it's not, it's the music, like, even when those songs come on in my car, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I'm in the club or I'm in a certain place. I'm like, oh my fucking god, you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, you have a story with every single EDM DJ, don't you? You literally do. You're like, oh Jesus, yeah. But yeah, it's great music to just get pissed, isn't it? Because you're just like,
so good. Especially for an outdoor gig, when you're pissed.
And it's sunny, or it's hot, or it's whatever. It's the same in Vegas, it's just great.
And there's like neon paint everywhere.
Everyone's good looking, and it's all very fabulous, and you feel great, and you know, all that kind of shite. So yeah, I would say I like to bop to all of them. I saw Deadmau5 twice in Vegas as well.
Yeah, it's something that I would never just listen to sober. But like, at a
if
concert,
you do, you're in a place.
Yeah.
And you're in a place.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
You would agree. Yeah, you'd agree. Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, that's cool. So I have one here. Hi, ladies. Loving the pod, making through all the episodes during the lockdown. Oh, we love to hear it. We're getting
a lot
of that.
Binge.
We love a binge. So I went to the last Westlife concert before they broke up. Ooh. Rough. I went with my dad's girlfriend and all her friends and daughters. I think I'd only turned 18 and I thought I could drink like the rest of them. The pre-drinks had me ruined. I remember getting into Crow Park and finding our seats. We were late to the show because we were all loco. I sat down after 2 or 3 songs and then passed out right until the end when some fireworks went off.
God.
I basically missed the whole concert. When we were leaving, I saw a Chipper and Drumcondra, the Crispy Chick, I think it was called. Anyway, I thought I was deadly running up the road to get a leg of chicken, but didn't see the side of the barrier and went flying. Oh, fuck. Somehow made it home to my bed, woke up the next day fully dressed, shoes and all. I felt great until I looked down. Jeans were ripped at the knees and the palms of my hand torn from the concrete.
Oh, God.
We all have that where we misjudge things.
Again, it's a day drinking thing. It can happen.
You want, you know?
Yeah.
You do. You want to go and fucking
get some great stories from it, and I'd fucking love to go to a festival and just be drinking a beer or a cider.
See,
in the sun.
We're going to do another one on festivals. We've been saying it for a while. We're going to do a separate one. So I'm keeping festivals separate because as much as I hate concerts is as much as I love festivals.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes sense. I have another one here. She said, I don't know if I'm too late for this pod, but anyway, no, you are not. The first concert I ever went to without my parents was Pussycat Dolls with Rihanna supporting. She's just sort of reminding me, I did see Rihanna in concert.
Me too.
This was about 2006 and I was 15. Anyway, disaster struck when we asked our friend's brother to go and get us tickets. So off he went to buy 6 tickets, but there was a limit of 5 tickets per customer. Long story short, we drew straws and I was the one who missed out on getting the ticket. Oh God. Closer to the time, another friend said her uncle could get us tickets no problem, so I was delighted with life. Day of the concert arrives, we get all dolled up and we head off to the pint. I just have a
bad feeling. Oh, me too.
My friend said her uncle would meet us there to give us the tickets. We get there and it transpires that her uncle didn't have the tickets. He was going to get us off some of the louts outside. So the girls who actually had the tickets went inside while me and this other girl are trying to buy fake tickets. It somehow ended up with us in a dodgy house in town, but we managed to get tickets and off we went. Oh, wow. So they, okay. We met the girls inside and it was all good. We ended up chatting to these girls from Cork and one of my friends at the time was seeing a guy from Cork she had just met in Spain that summer, as you do. So she was like, oh, what part of Cork? My boyfriend's from Cork. His name's blah, blah. Then one of the Cork girls said, my cousin is with blah blah. So my friend rang the boyfriend who confirmed that he had been cheating on her. Not long after, Rihanna came on stage singing Unfaithful as my friend sobbed her heart out over the boy from Cork. Also, we'd been drinking on the Lewis on the way in, classy I know, and a different friend ended up getting really bad palpitations from drinking vodka and Red Bull and she ended up in the medical tent. The drama of it all. Don't remember much of the actual concert other than Rihanna was way better than the Pussycat Dolls. That is a story.
I can only imagine you'd be like,
I don't want to be the reason why. Yeah. Oh, God, love her. I love how she... They went to a ticket
show. A gaff in town. No, in all fairness, I've ended up in some random old gaffs in town.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have said that before after parties and stuff. Yeah, that's one of those kind of seedy sort of, but it's a rite of passage, isn't it? As you're growing up. It is. And she mentioned a few things and I was like, she's just after bringing up stuff that we haven't even. So do you remember like before online ticket buying was a thing?
Yeah, you had to go queue.
The queues.
Yeah. Like, I have a really funny because we hadn't touched on it. Yeah,
you had your tickets, your limit tickets, and then you have the touts outside who are obviously buying and selling.
$134
And they're obviously, you can go near them.
Well, people do.
Are they real tickets?
Some of them are.
I don't think they are.
I don't know.
I remember Ariana's concert last year. There was
there was scandal.
Some amount of girls were fucked over. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And then you have the likes of is it called Ticket Wave or something? Where, what's that? Like a load of tickets get bought.
And it gets more expensive as it goes. What the fuck is that about? This is the last ticket at €80. The next ticket's going to be 120. What? How are you getting away with this, you con artist?
Yeah. No, there's regulations either coming in or have come in that you can only ever sell or resell at face value anymore. There's been
the point. Ed Sheeran started that, didn't he?
Well, I think the government have brought something in.
No, but I think Ed Sheeran was the first person who, like, correct me if I'm wrong, and I probably am, but he was like one of the first people who made it you couldn't resell a ticket or something.
Oh, you had to bring ID.
Do you remember that was him? Because he was like, this is fucking scandalous. I've seen people like sell tickets for £300 for my concerts.
Yeah.
When they were fair play. 50 quid.
That actually, who sold a ticket?
A ball ache if your mate can't go and you have to resell the ticket though.
No, this happened though. My sister had tickets for... I think it was Ed Sheeran and she was like, can you get these sold for me? Can you go on Snapchat and like tell people that I have this? And then I got a load of warnings then. It was like, don't sell them because she won't be able to get in. But then she had like proof of my sister selling it to her at face value. So it was like a text or something that she had to show. It all ended up fine. But like there was extra work had to go into it. I've seen Ed Sheeran in concert as well. That's just that to remind me.
Oh, I'd say that was boring.
I was born, but I loved it. He was only new.
Oh, 18. It's different when they're new. It's
18
different when they're new.
Was like very new, yeah. And it was, yeah, no, that was true. Good,
everybody was like so deep.
I liked
so
it.
So deep.
I liked it.
So on the verge, Ciarán, when I was 16, I sat outside from 3 until 8 in the morning to get front row for One Direction in October. Our parents dropped us down chairs, blankets and food every few hours.
Oh God.
Safe to say we're the most hated people from everyone else queuing. 10 out of 10 would not recommend, but we got front row.
Oh, you see, this was the thing. And then you like, if you get, what is it? You like the golden circle or the most.
Yeah, theater. What was that about?
Some of them have, like they're more expensive, but they're sold by Ticketmaster. You can like, you need to get, in there first. Like you can and be willing to pay for gold circle. It's like, it's right in front of the stage and then there's like a separation, like it could be the part of the stage where they walk out on and you're separated from the rest of the crowd.
They have that in the three. Well, it's called the blue light or the blue. Do you ever see when they fucking bring all the bloggers? The fuckers get into that place and it's like, I don't know if it's free food and drink or something, but it's like.
Oh no, they have, in the three arena, they have their premium club.
The tree club as
well.
Yeah,
so you have your VIP where you pay membership to as well.
Yeah.
So like, there's all different types of like, imagine paying savvy membership. Things. Yeah, going in there. But then, like the normal Joe Sub can buy a gold circle ticket. But it depends on the artist themselves, like their stage setup. Like some of them, it'd be just standing and it'd be just normal. Whereas Take That could do a gold circle where their stage actually comes out into the crowd and you're in the middle of it. Spice Girls had a gold circle.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So.
Bitches.
It was one of those things, you know.
How cool.
Yeah. So it's up to the artist, but there is all that kind of aspect to it as well. You know.
Very, very true. Very mm-hmm. true.
Yeah. And then obviously you have three. If you're a three customer, you get like 48 hours.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good idea.
It is. No, it is. But like they're limited as well. So if like somebody really popular comes on, I don't know what the limit is, but like you'll get a pre-sale code. But like people who are like not interested in it will give their pre-sale code to somebody who is, which is a bit like,
yeah, it's a bit stupid.
It's a bit stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I find it very interesting.
But it's handy if you're. I am a three customer, but like if you're not.
Yeah, they're always like, "Do you want whatever?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
I have another one here. My aunt is pals with Daniel O'Donnell.
Nice.
So as kids we used to go to his concerts and from of course being from Clondalkin denied every single one that we went to. Then still 14, 15 we'd be dragged along. Anyway, bumped into my music teacher at it and the fucking cow brought it up in front of the whole music class.
Oh, I love it.
Of course she seen me bopping away, singing along, having a great old time.
Fuck's sake. Another one here. Concerts are my favourite thing to do. Was that Green Day back in the day, close enough to the front and it was moshy as fuck. Friends started having a panic attack and had to get out. People picked her up and passed her, crowd surfing to the front. But then myself and another friend realised we'd never find her again as we'd no phones. So up we went to Fairly Lively, crowd surfed to the front in my little denim skirt. But my two friends had arrived for, so security were getting them out. But you couldn't tell a crowd to stop passing you, so when you reach the top, I climb down to the railings head first and flip out of it. Gas crack. Was raging we had to go home to a more civilized area to watch it. That was a oxygen to give you a sense of the size. Proper main stage madness.
Oh Lord.
Wow. Oxygen.
Oh that, I like, miss it.
It's more, it's bordering on festivals though, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the worst. I miss it.
Do you remember Party in the Park? Right around the corner from you.
Yeah. What happened to it?
I want to say,
I wish they did anything interesting in that fucking park.
I know. Well, they did.
It's a waste of fucking. No, they did Swedish House Mafia and someone got stabbed.
Stabbed, yeah.
And I think that might have been the last thing.
No, Ed Sheeran was the last one. Yeah.
They did. I remember they did Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
It's grand being from here because you can hear them. But like, what I don't ever understand is why they don't make more use of that fucking park.
I know.
The thing is massive. Mm-hmm. Like even St. Anne's Park, they've all food stalls, they have a market and everything every Saturday.
I keep hearing about that place and I've never been to it.
It's huge. It's deadly. You'd love it. Bring the buggy.
Bring
the buggy. Your kids.
Is it within my 5K?
No.
I can't go.
Next time. Out of lockdown.
December 2nd.
Yeah, December 2nd. See you there.
See you there, pal. Love it. Somebody here said shattered my kneecap and Independence a couple of years ago and it was great crack. Love a good gig though, really missing live music. Yeah, same.
Yeah, see, when I saw, like, I see a lot of people going on about how much they miss gigs and how much they miss gigging and all that other kind of crack, and I do, it's those people that I enjoy to see. But what I like, I miss comedy shows. I love comedy shows.
I know.
I miss like all those kind of things, but I just don't miss like a big fuck off croaker. It's too many people. I hate it.
Yeah,
I just hate it.
And I think, because see the way that you're saying, like, you don't like, I think a ticket to a show is the perfect present. You know when you can't think of something else to get somebody?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a bit like, couldn't think of what else, so we're going to blah together because I like them.
Well, I don't do that now. I've gotten at them like comedy kind of gig tickets. Now, they could be like a year away is the only thing. And fucking ironically, bought Adam a Ricky Gervais ticket and it's been postponed 3 times now. June next year. That's okay. When we're going to see.
Fingers crossed.
We should have been to see him and all.
Gas.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for
hopefully
you, chicken.
Now. Hopefully. You better have some good fucking jokes about Ollie's.
Yeah, he would, yeah. There you go.
I'd say you completely changed the show. I'd say it's not
your show. For sure. Yeah. Why would you bother? Yeah, I'd be like, okay, that's not funny anymore. Probably wasn't funny in the first place.
Yeah.
I've had time to think this over. My friend got tickets to Rihanna from the buy and sell to arrive at the Aviva Stadium and the tickets not scanned. We were sent to the box office to get them checked to be told that there were a part of 4 tickets that were stolen, that were bought with a stolen credit card. Yeah. That is like,
that's what happened last year at Ariana. I saw it being said on like one of those Maz Who Drink groups, but like that somebody had bought a load of tickets and like copied them in some way.
Yeah.
And it had already been scanned or something like that.
Yeah, there's loads of fucking, just loads of ways, isn't it? But imagine being that person and you have to, like, it just feels so unfair. Life seems so unfair.
Selling somebody that ticket though, knowing like that it's their 6 or 7 year old shy. Niece. Do you know? Shy. Ah, no.
Give a blame. Bollocks, people don't give a shite.
It's horrible.
They're fuckers.
Yeah. Somebody here said, touched Akon's crotch at his concert in Belfast years ago.
Yes.
Nice. I was around 16 and in the front row he came and stood on the barrier above me with his 2 legs spread and I reached up and touched him and the exact same time he thrust and the next thing I know my hands were on his crotch. Ox. Then someone from his team asked me to go backstage after the concert but I refused when they wouldn't let me bring my sister with me. Weird experience all around. Oh, Akon. You okay, Akon?
Yeah, that is very...
That's very strange.
That's very dodgy.
Why... Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't these days? Wouldn't happen these days.
No, wouldn't happen. No.
No.
I'm surprised that the bouncers didn't like run in and be like, "Please don't touch our client's crotch."
Well, I mean, it was obviously an accident, but the whole thing and not letting our sister behind stage as well—very strange.
Yeah, not a great tactic.
Convict.
Literally convict. first concert was Alexandra Burke. Oh.
Oh, we love
it. Who brought Elephant in the Room to the world. It's just funny. It's an American saying. Have you seen that clip?
No.
Oh my God. So you know that song that she has, Elephant in the Room?
No.
Guys, please look this up. She's on like This Morning or ITV, something like that. You know the one that's like... She's on that one.
That's This Morning.
Is that This Morning?
Yeah.
Is that Holly and Philip?
Yeah.
Oh no, then it's a different one because it's not them. Or is it them? Anyway, look it up. Look up Alexandra Burke, Elephant in the Room interview. So she's like, they're like, tell us about your new single, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, it's this song called Elephant in the Room. I just thought that's a really cool phrase because like, I brought it over here because it's not used over here. It's something that they use in America. So I just thought I'm going to bring that to Europe. It's incredible. The delusion. Just honestly, it's brilliant. Please Google that. Look that up. You can thank me later.
What did the interviewer say?
I think they were just like,
okay,
cool. Fully. And they're just like, cool. No, they're cool.
Okay, I'm making an awkward face right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, first concert was Alexandra Burke in the Marquee Cork. She was about an hour late. Ooh, nice. I was quite young, but from what I can remember, it was a good night. My favourite concert was Ariana last September. Been a fan of her for 9 years, so getting to see her was mental, insane vocals. I would also like to give Taylor Swift and Crow Park an honourable mention.
Okay.
Last March, Nicki Minaj was meant to play 3 Arena. Obviously, she's such a massive icon, so I was buzzing to see her for the first time. Travelled 2 hours to see her, and as soon as we get off the Lewis at the arena, we got the news that it was cancelled. Oh yeah, I remember that.
God, yeah.
So annoying, but got a refund and still love her, of course. Sorry for the essay that I gave you. Love the podcast. Keep doing you.
Why did she cancel that again?
Thanks, honey.
That was so last minute.
It was, and I remember being like, what? Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
So, It was down to weather conditions. So only half of the trucks, she was coming from the UK, so only half of the trucks arrived, and then like the sea got too bad, so the rest of the stuff couldn't arrive. But it still doesn't explain why it was only 2 hours before.
Like, yeah, no, that doesn't actually.
Because the setup would have happened to be there since about 12.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
So, like, you can see why people would be so pissed off with it. Like, you tell people a couple of hours beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get set up, sound check, do the whole fucking law in 2 hours.
Turn the alarm.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, why, I don't know, why it was only fucking 2 hours beforehand was ridiculous, but.
Little bitch.
That's what happened. Stupid as a bitch. And then, like, they didn't reschedule or anything like that, so.
No.
Devo for the Nicki Minaj.
Got your money back.
I didn't make it.
Because of my weather.
Sorry. How did they.
So many questions, Jen. Just so many.
How did they get their shave? Like, did he go from?
Was she here? Did she get her plane? Questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another one here. Went to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in Merley Park a few years ago. Epic concert. Got pissed with the girls. Ended up leaving through the wrong exit for the shuttle bus. So when we realised and made our way to the right exit, there was literally a queue of thousands of people ahead of us. I was so pissed. I was like, fuck this, I'm not standing in this queue for hours. So I walked up to the nearest man in a high-vis jacket and stuck out my belly and told him that I was 18 weeks pregnant and I'd been sent to the wrong exit by another worker. I was full of pints but managed to hold it together long enough for him to lift the barrier, bring the four of us through a field past the queue of thousands of people straight onto the next shuttle bus. We had never even joined the queue and we laughed the whole way home, still laughing about it, to be honest.
I would be too.
Very smart.
Talented. And you know what? God loves a risk taker.
Loves a risk taker. I mean, like, how did you get away with it if you were pissed? Like, you must be some actress.
Also very true.
Yeah. Fair play to you.
Yeah, but, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done, girl. Ooh, set the scene. It's 2008. Maybe 2009. I'm an emo. I love it.
Let it confirm it.
It's my first emo concert. Paramore, to be precise. I'm like 13, so my mum came with me and my friend. I love that. My mum comes.
She's in the foyer fucking like, waiting. Oh my god.
We don't make it to the pit, so we're at the barrier looking into the pit. I'm 5'2", my mum was 5'1". There are thousands of people behind us. Halfway through the concert, the security guard realises that I'm being crushed into the barrier by the crowd behind me and I'm semi-conscious. He lifts me over the barrier along with my friend. Then I tell him that my 53-year-old mother needs to come too. So it took two guards to lift her over in front of thousands of teenagers. Needless to say, I was allowed to go to concerts alone after that. A few years later, I fainted at the Cronus concert right up the front. I was the one who was mortified then. I stay at the back when I go to concerts now. I do that too. I don't go near the front.
I don't get...
You do, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't... when I was a kid, like, that was... Like, I wanted to be up the front all of the time. I was like, yeah, get to the front. Let's go. Sweat on me. Spit on me. No, I'm just not so arsed. I don't know what the whole fascination with it is. Like, you can literally see them from every point and they're built that way.
Yeah, and you can hear them.
Yeah.
Fine.
There's speakers everywhere.
I can see you too.
Yeah, exactly.
On a screen. All the time. I watch them through the screen anyway. I never watch them. Yeah, I'm like...
Sometimes I have to catch myself and I'm like, oh, I'm looking at the screen. I better look at the person. And then I'm like, that's shit. Look at the screen again.
Yeah. And then I'm like, why am I here?
It's the same with comedy gigs. I just look at the screen. I'm just like, I might as well just watch the special. On Comedy Central. Like, seriously.
Very true.
Now, it's a good night out, though, if you're not driving. I just always seem to be the one that's stuck driving.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's handier.
You love to drive.
And then, like you said at the start, one of your pet peeves about, well, more than a pet peeve, but they're over early.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
It's such a
you make all these big plans to be like, yeah, we'll go to the concert and then we'll go to Temple Bar, we'll do this, but you're always fucking wrecked by the end of it and you can't be arsed with the crowds anymore then.
They're so tiring.
Yeah.
They're honestly.
You end up not going out afterwards. Like, I if you've done it, if you've gone to a concert and you go out afterwards, I applaud you because I'm not able for it, I don't think.
Yeah, no, so. I do. I feel like it's just... It's just a lot. It's a lot.
I have another one here. Hey gals, love the pod. One of my best moments of life today was going to see Owen Quigg in the Academy when I was like 14 and getting VIP meet and greet tickets. Yes, myself and my friend got a hug from him and a pic. Owen Quigg, was that X Factor?
The blonde one. He was from the north.
He was from the north. That's who he was.
The nordy one.
We cringe so much when we look at the pic as we're both so starstruck. It gives me a good lol whenever I am having a bad day. Thought he was the most gorgeous creature, even though he actually looked like a bit of a hedgehog. That's yes, Owen Quigg. Now,
yeah.
I remember him. Bless
him. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that too. I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that too. Concerts. My friend was a huge New Kids on the Block fan back in the day. I didn't know her then. We became friends as adults. Anyway, for a few years, she used to head off on the New Kids on the Block cruise.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, this exists. The band are on board and every night they provide some kind of themed performance. You are guaranteed at least one meet and greet with a photo, but she ran into them plenty of times throughout the cruise. They also had random beach games, and if you won, you'd get to go hang out with the guys for a while on the beach. So she's after sending photos.
Is this in this America?
This is like a thing. Happy Friday announcement today at New Kids on the Block cruise, 11th of October. This is very much
what
a thing.
What does this person's name start with, and I'll have a look.
B.
Okay.
BB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know, that looks cool, doesn't it?
That looks so cool.
Looks that savage.
Deadly.
I know, that's why I was like,
that's
why does
obviously an American, like.
Yeah, but like Backstreet Boys should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be honest. I'd be on the fucking cruise and be like, oh, you people, can't you see? Can't you see? Yeah.
Everybody,
I am lonely. Yeah. Yeah, I would love that. I would really, there's a lot of acts that I can think of. Like, why don't Steps do that instead of doing their shitty, shitty concerts?
Yeah.
Do a cruise.
Do a cruise, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the climate.
I'd still go.
Some of them are probably from, like,
Wales.
I have another one here. Went to see good old Justin Timberlake at the RDS. Went to go and get a drink, as you do, and I went to swing my leg over a fence, probably just about waist high. Got all caught up somehow and swung back and landed straight on my back. I still have the scar. Kept going on like a trooper as if nothing had happened, though. I love that. And you're pissed.
Yeah, and you're like, anyway, it's fine.
That was meant to happen. Yeah. Meant to do that. Also was up front at Beyonce concert and she came down to shake some people's hands, fucking buzzing. So got to shake her hand, but she had on this massive looking rhinestone glove, so me being like a tick, I was like, oh wow, I held her hand with both my hands. So to have a good old nose, only her security guards to pull my hands off her, oh god.
Oh.
As if I was about to smuggle her out of the Tree Arena. Rude.
I mean, I would try and smuggle her.
Same. What happened before where she...
The wind in the machine.
I was good. Yeah. Did it hurt her car or something?
Huh?
Got her hair.
And they like had to like get her out with the fans. But she keeps singing. She's like...
Ooh, that's what it was. Yeah.
She's like fully attached and she's like...
What happened though in that Rihanna concert, actually, I remember.
There's another one where she fell down the stairs now. Do you remember that? During Ring the Alarm, she went bleeding like Madonna flying. Do you remember the Madonna one? Lads, I nearly...
That was at an award show, wasn't it?
It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Your man, who just... But it was by her neck.
Oh, yeah.
The cape was on her neck. Oh, my God. That was...
Oh, so did a fucking... So much the memes that come out after this stuff. Just, yeah.
We're so mean.
I know. We're all human. I'm sure they look back and laugh at it themselves as well. But the Rihanna concert, I remember, that was the last minute thing. It was a friend in work and our sister was supposed to be gone, but then our sister cancelled, so she just asked me, because like, I was one young person that she knew, and she brought me in. So I was like, you know, like, I wasn't expecting this at all. I think it was like a fucking drag scene or something. But I was just there looking at Rihanna and they were doing all this like S-S-S-M-M-M. And they were swinging their heads around. She loved one of our dancers. She swung her head back and the dancer...
She swung her forward.
Yeah. And the both of them loved each other. Now, went on like a trooper, in fairness to her.
But you've caught it.
We caught it. We're like, oh, I'd say our head is banging.
Yeah, because there's... My thing is, like, even with Beyonce when she fell down the stairs, like, the shock of that.
it's,
how do you hop back up and just be like,
it's one of those things that just really wakes you up or something, isn't it?
But that's what I mean. But even all I can think about is, like, I'd say she was bashed, you know, the way you'd be like taking a step on your knee, you'd be like going, what's the fucking knee that did it, oh Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have to just keep singing for another whatever, and then you have to go and do it again the next night. I'd be like, no,
you'd be raging. Yeah.
I have one more here. Sorry, this is long. My course typically decided to choose the day after a concert I was going to in the Threen Arena, a band called Ghost, as a Dublin Zoo visit that was part of a project that was 30% of our entire grade. Myself and the boyfriend had booked a hotel in Dublin for two nights so we could spend the next day hungover, chilled out in the room, but decided I wouldn't drink that much and it would be fine. Of course, that didn't happen. Drunk before the concert started, forgot my ID, but the sound lady served me anyway because I had the student card. We lost our place near the front when we went to buy drinks. Nobody would let us back in, so picking a random name, I started roaring and shouting John, shoving my way through the crowd, asking people if they'd seen a guy with glasses and a Metallica t-shirt. The crowd seemed to get a kick out of the drunk girl dragging her boyfriend through the crowd looking for her mate, and started to join in looking for John.
That's Ireland for you.
The crowd led us up as far to a guy who fitted the description, whose name was John.
Fuck off.
He was very confused. Going on the lash afterwards, didn't get back to the hotel until 3 a.m. Never have I been so miserable. 8 a.m. wrapped up in around 5 layers in a Baltic pissy rain day in November, hung over to shreds, having to sit outside the Wolf enclosure for 5 hours studying their behaviour while my boyfriend slept soundly back at the hotel. Best concert I've ever been to, though. No regrets.
What concert was it? Did she say
Ghost?
Ghost.
I know. I was like, that is fucking no idea what the hell is going on there.
That's fucking brilliant.
Brilliant
that the crowd joined in, because
John, go on, John.
You like, sometimes you are just a bit like, oh, fuck this, and then you start calling Debbie. Debbie's at the front of the queue. That's how you get yourself up there. That's how you skip
Debbie.
That's a version of I'm pregnant.
Oh really?
Bring me over the fence there. You want to skip the queue.
She actually goes on to say, non-concert related, but better yet, my hungover ass had to find my way back to the hotel on Pier Street afterwards without Google Maps because my phone battery died. Spent half an hour walking around in the rain after getting off the Lewis trying to retrace my steps. Thankfully himself had my PJs and a towel warming on the radiator with food waiting to be ordered to the room when I burst in the door looking like a deranged demon. It's the little things. It is the little things.
I don't envy the day after. It would have been perfect if you didn't have to.
Yeah.
What sounds like great crack also.
Yeah, very true.
I have one last one here. Hi girls, I'd say you're sick of me messaging in by now. No, absolutely not at all. We love an old story. In regards to concerts, I've been to a few, standing and sitting. Standing was unreal, but gets way too crowded. Seats are much better because all you can do is sit if you're tired. I've been to them in the Three Arena, Malahide Castle and the Academy. I saw the 1975 in Malahide Castle as well as the Three Arena, but it wasn't much better outdoors. More breathing room, and it was in the summer, so it was just fab. I also saw Dua Lipa in the Academy, and it was so intimate, about 1,000 at it, I think. And she was just so nice because it wasn't too crowded. But speaking of the Three Arena, I absolutely hate the fact that when you go to get a drink, they don't give you a lid, which is so true.
Yes, I had to put my fingers in the bloody plastic bottles.
Your thumb in the plastic bottle, or did you give you the? It's like a plastic cup. It would be so easy to just make a lid for that.
So you can't throw them.
No, but like a plastic lid that is in the top of a McDonald's
cup. Oh yeah,
wouldn't it? No, I know it's more plastic, more wastage. But it's like, if you're gonna be making the cup.
So if they give a fuck about waste,
do it anyway. Yeah, exactly. They don't give a shit. But that's actually a really good idea. Somebody get on it. Make money.
Business entrepreneur.
I bring my own bottle. My own bottle top though, because I usually go to gigs and don't drink. I bring my own bottle cap.
Clever.
Because I usually just get like Diet Coke, and they take the lid off you.
Yeah. Why?
As if you're going to fucking fire.
Is it because you're going to throw the full bottle? I'm after paying 12 quid for your bloody beer.
I've talked about. Oh, there's actually a different reason for it. I've talked about bringing my own cap before, and somebody from the Three Arena.
Oh, they did.
Gave me the reason for it, and it was actually.
You got that weird one off AliExpress, didn't you?
No, yeah, well, that as well. Yeah. But no, I was after talking about the fact that I bring my own Diet Coke lid. But what was the reason?
What was the reason?
Or maybe it's got to do with them being on the ground and people slipping on them or something like that.
That could also. Very true.
Yeah, I can't remember. Sorry, so she said. Drink, so why don't they give you a lid? Like, what is that about? Hold on, guys. I'm just going to throw my lid down here. at Lewis Capaldi. Oh, she's talking about throwing lids. Hold on, guys. I'm just going to throw my lid here at Lewis Capaldi all the way from block F. But they're not. That's so true. But like, in all seriousness, why it's a fucking lid. Sorry, but forgot to add in, I will only go to a concert if I really know the songs and like the singer. Like, I hate people that just go on a bandwagon. I've been to 5 Seconds of Summer by Two, The Vamps by Two, The 1975 by Two, and Lewis Capaldi, Macklemore, Dua Lipa, but only because I absolutely love them. I could tell during the concerts, especially during Macklemore, that people just didn't know his music, and it drives me up the wall because they're usually the ones in standing or in a way better seat than I was, like up in the back, and they don't even like them that much. I think a lot of concerts people just go so that they can say that they went rather than go and see one of their favourite singers live. It wrecks my head. Sorry to go on a little rant. Keep looking for looking forward to this one. Keep up the great work, girls. I live for the pod and the Patreon pod. Thank you so much for that. She has a point. Come on, have you not looked at, you know, the way that some of the bloggers and influencers would be invited to a gig that you know they would not pay for?
Yeah, but that I never blame them. I blame the fucking media company.
So do I, but they're in a box. Like, they're in the most special fucking place. And, like, you have diehard fans who would kill for that. Like, put it up as a competition.
Yeah, but they generally do. They generally do. I just think, look, I get it, whatever. But I'm a bit like, no, I know all the words. It's one of those.
Yeah, I suppose people can go wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah, like, I mean, sometimes you just get dragged along to things.
Yeah.
And you have to just go.
It's like the fellas, it's stuck at fucking Backstreet Boys. You know they don't want to be there. Yeah. Like.
They're not singing along to Shape of My Heart.
And they're still standing in front of the Shark Girls.
Yeah. Exactly.
Breaking my heart.
And sometimes you just have to do things, and there's loads of different reasons. I don't know. I just think that, like, especially with a concert, a big concert, you're just like,
yeah.
Live and let live.
It's true. That's true. Do you have any other DMs? Or I think I've cleared
it. I've cleared it out. We're at the hour 10 mark. And we have to do a little ditty for the Patreones. For the Patreones. Which I want to have a little chatty-watty about for 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Guys, stall it. If you've not stalled it already, it's our Patreon. What's our Patreon? That is 5 extra episodes a month. So you get 4... of me and Jen, and then you also get one extra special, extra long episode with me, Jen, and a guest.
Talking about the goings on of the month.
Talking about shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit. So pop over to our Patreon. It is all for the price of €6 a month. And we just kind of have the crack. I will say the episodes are
much more relaxed, yeah.
They're mighty. I can say stuff that I probably shouldn't say on this one.
Definitely. No one we're sponsored. We're sponsored now.
Defo not.
No.
So start with Patreon, as I said. You can sign up with the link in our bio on our Instagram page, which is at the Unpopular Opinion 2020. But yeah, it is just the crack. We're about to go and do another gas episode.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. So stall it over. It's a great little community, and most of the crack has had over there, in fairness.
Yeah, we did girl bands and boy bands for the past 2 weeks, and it was hilarious.
It was. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I actually feel so, because remember we did that, the interview with Fionnuala for Goal Out?
Yeah.
When she asks about the favourite podcast.
Yeah.
I had to be careful not to pick a Patreon
one. I know, because I was like crisps.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh no, because not many people, you've only got a certain amount of people on Patreon.
All my favourite episodes are on Patreon. I know, all same. Of them. But the celebrity crushes, crisps, like the boy band, girl band ones, they were really funny.
Yeah.
All of my favourite episodes are on Patreon.
But I couldn't even say that.
Mm-hmm. Sleepovers.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one too.
Pick a kid, Patreon.
Pick a kid, Patreon.
Yeah,
exactly. Or Patreon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, loving the feedback. Thank you for sending in your experiences if you did. And we will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.